From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Pat Steen, reading from Bold Spirit, Helga Estby's Forgotten Walk Across Victorian America, by Linda Lawrence Hunt. Now let's begin with the introduction. 8-year-old Thelma Estby, bewildered by the sudden death of her father from meningitis, moved to her grandma Helga Estby's home in Spokane, Washington, in 1924. Living with her beloved grandma was the one comfort in her new life, as she adjusted to a strange school and unfamiliar neighborhood. The child sensed that her grandma understood how much she missed her dad. Sometimes Thelma and her grandma Helga rocked on the porch swing that her grandpa Ole built. Then Grandma told stories of what Thelma's father, Arthur, was like as a young boy, living on the Espies' farm at Micah Creek, southeast of Spokane, Washington. Thelma loved hearing these stories, their lively memories easing the empty loss she felt. But more often, the grandmother and grandchild sat in companionable silence as little Thelma grieved the loss of her dad, and Helga grieved the death of her fifth son. They found warmth and joy in each other, drawn together to relive the sorrow surrounding them both. Even the scent of her grandmother's azure roses perfume comforted her. Thelma thrived on the special attention her grandmother gave her. Even at 64 years, with a crippled knee, Helga Estby loved to be on the go. When her small widow's pension arrived each month from Ole's trade union death benefit,